Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for our weekly conversation with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Brought to you by Simply Seattle. Tired of buying and repping the same old Seattle sports gear everyone else has? For the best Storm, Seahawks, Mariners, Kraken, Rainiers, Sounders, and not to mention the largest Sonics collection in the world, check out SimplySeattle.com. Now with Mike Florio, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, looking for last-minute tickets for the Puma-Sounders match tonight, the biggest match in Sounders history. Ticket prices are actually starting to go up. $87 to get in the door right now at VenueKings.com for tonight's match. Be sure and use code Softy at checkout for a little bit of a discount. Here he is from the NFL on NBC, ProFootballTalk.com, courtesy of VenueKings, our buddy Mike Florio. How are you, pal?
Doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. Getting ready for a big soccer match tonight. Are you a soccer fan? Do you find yourself watching soccer a lot?
There was a period of time about 8 years ago when I discovered the FIFA game on PS4. That was the big platform at the time, and it taught me a lot about soccer, and I started watching it. But I've been so into football in recent years that when it's time to not work on NFL stuff, I just like watch movies or hang out with my wife and watch TV, and I just get away from sports altogether. So it's all football all the time for me.
No, I got you. Well, let's start with that because the NFL announcing the international games today, and Dick was just asking, Seahawks in Tampa Bay in Germany, and they're playing the game at 6:30 a.m. It's only, what, 9 hours difference between here and Munich, so you could have pushed it back and played it maybe later in the evening in Munich, but I think it's cool. I think it's fun. A lot of people don't like the 6:30 a.m. kickoff time. What goes into all this when the NFL decides these games?
I don't know. They don't consult with me. The idea is, though, they like that fourth window on Sunday, so instead of having the international game dumped in with all the 1 o'clock Eastern games, they like to break them out. And I think that's a trend we're going to see happen more often. There used to be one or two of the international games that would be lumped in with the 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific kickoffs. They want more windows because they want people to be betting on more games, and the more games that are broken out of that cluster on Sunday afternoon, the more people bet. I think it's that simple, because it would have been easy to bump this to a game that starts at a time when people are actually awake at a normal hour and don't have to set their alarm for 6:25 a.m. on a Sunday. I also was wondering, from where Seattle is to where Germany is it faster to fly over Asia?
Yeah, it's only an hour slower from Seattle than it is from Tampa.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Could you fly over to the North Pole? Would that even make more sense? I don't know. It's just amazing to me that they're making the Seahawks go that far. With all the other teams that are available, of all teams in the NFL, the Seahawks have to go all the way to Germany.
When does the novelty wear off? I mean, Dave talked about before you were on how it's cool. It's still fresh, right? But at some point, I mean, year after year, there's more and more and more of these games. I mean, are we going to reach the saturation point here pretty soon?
It's not for us, though. It's not for our benefit. It's for the benefit of the people in the other countries. They're trying to spread the virus that is pro football to other countries. Every time they play a game in one of the stadiums in London, and they're going to have, what, three there this year? Between Wembley and Tottenham Hotspur, they'll sell them out instantly. They'll sell them out. And some of the teams, like the Jaguars, make more money playing a game in Jacksonville than they do playing a game, in their home away from Jacksonville than they do in Jacksonville. So I think that it's not for the domestic crowd by any means, and it doesn't matter to us. You turn your TV on, you open your phone, flip your laptop on, whatever the case may be, however you consume games. It looks the same no matter where they could play it. They could play it on the freaking moon. It doesn't matter as long as they build an NFL stadium, it's going to look the same. The gravity thing might make a moon game more interesting. But it's about getting people in other countries more interested in football. So if they can go see games, they get more interested. And it's about expanding the reach. It's a 100-year, not a 10-year, not a 20-year. It's a 100-year plan to make football the number two most popular sport in the world behind soccer. And, they took over baseball at a time when no one thought they would take over baseball. So who knows? 200 years from now, who knows where football is going to be in comparison to soccer or any other sport.
Well, how close are we, Mike? And again, Mike Florio with us, courtesy of SimplySeattle.com. How close are we to actually seeing a team base full-time overseas?
Well, it would be in London, and I think if it was one team, it would be two. That was Al Michaels' point about a return to L.A. If the NFL ever goes back to L.A., it'll be two teams, and look, it was two teams. And you've got two NFL stadiums in London, so you could have two teams there. It would be a natural rivalry. They play each other twice per year. You cut down on the travel cost and the expense. But the big issue comes in the reality that, think about it now, you got a road game. For the most part, and I know for teams like Seattle, when you fly to New York, you don't fly out Saturday and fly back Sunday. But for a lot of these teams, you leave Saturday and you're home Sunday night. The guy isn't away very long from his normal routine, family, apartment, life, whatever. When you have a team based in London, what will happen is, I assume, they'll come to the United States and be here for 3 weeks at a time.
Right.
Because why be going back and forth? So, and the other thing, too, if they ever bring back true supersonic flight, then that becomes easier. But you have tax rates, you have exchange rates, you have all sorts of things that would complicate it. But I was told 4 or 5 years ago, if the Jaguars wanted to move to London, they would get enough support from the NFL to do it. So I think it's just a matter of time, and it would be two teams, not one. And maybe it would be an expansion team, an existing team, I don't know. But I think it's going to happen at some point.
Mike, DK says that he thinks something's going to get done with Seattle. Where does he slot in the wide receiver pay scale? Or because he's the next one, he just automatically goes to the top?
Or gets the A.J. Brown deal. I mean, they're teammates at Mississippi. They entered the draft in the same round the same year. Their numbers were almost identical as rookies. I think DK's better than A.J. Brown, but not by much. And I, if I'm DK, I just go to the Seahawks and say, just give me the A.J. Brown deal and we're good. And the philosophical question the team has to ask itself, and the Titans resolved it one way, the Eagles resolved it another way, are you willing to pay a bunch of money to a proven veteran receiver when you can go out and get receivers in the draft? The Titans decided, and this is a bold move by them, they decided, you know, they'd gotten a lottery ticket, they scratched off, it was a winner in A.J. Brown, they traded in for another lottery ticket before they even reaped the payday. At least keep the guy around for a second contract. The whole idea of using those draft picks is to get good players and keeping them around. It was stunning to me that the Titans' attitude is, well, okay, we'll just find another A.J. Brown. You can't assume that Treylon Burks is going to go in and be A.J. Brown. You can't assume that. There's a bust rate. So I think the Seahawks would very much like to keep DK Metcalf around. I think there's some tension in the organization between rebuild and reload. I suspect that Pete Carroll would want to keep as many great players as possible right now, even if you don't have a great quarterback to get him the ball. The challenge for the offense, though, come up with ways to get DK Metcalf the ball. Don't just tell him to go run deep and I'll throw it to you if you're open. Jet screen, bubble screen, handoff, put him in the backfield, do the stuff that they do with Deebo Samuel. That's the way to get the most out of DK Metcalf. And if you pay him, it becomes imperative to do that.
That was actually Russell's favorite play to DK. Hey, just run deep. If you're open, I'll get it to you, all right? And we saw how that worked out. But Mike Florio's with us on the radio show. How much of the DeAndre Hopkins suspension led the Cardinals to make the trade for Hollywood Brown, or would they have made that move anyway, you think?
I think they were going to make that move anyway because he's not gone for a year. He's just gone for six games.
Right.
It's a weird spot for the Cardinals. What do you do to replace DeAndre Hopkins for six games? He's coming back. And I think you just have to treat it as if he's injured. And, you know, there's going to be guys injured at the start of the season. So he's basically injured. He's not available for 6 weeks. Next man up and off we go. It'd be intriguing to see if Antonio Brown, if he would have gotten his ankle surgery, if he would have been an option for a short period of time since he's Hollywood's cousin. But, yeah, I think the Cardinals were making that trade either way. I think it was part of the effort to extend an olive branch to Kyler Murray as they try to mend fences with him and avoid a blow-up there. So once DeAndre is back, I think, you know, they'll be fine. But it makes even more important the Cardinals' first six games of the season. Are they going to have him or are they not going to have him for tough games, easy games, whatever the case may be? You want to win as many games as you can without him. You'd like to get a cluster of some winnable games early in the year.
What did last week mean for Baker Mayfield? He stays in Cleveland thus far. Is there a decent chance he continues to stay there as maybe an insurance policy for Deshaun Watson?
I think there's more of a chance than people realize. Look, the Trevor Bauer suspension last week was the lightning bolt for me that made me say, we just assume it's going to be a six-game, eight-game suspension for Deshaun Watson. Why do we assume that? On what basis do we support this idea that he's not going to get suspended for a full year? What do we have? Now, the only thing that we have that's tangible is, and it's semi-tangible, the Dolphins were going to trade for him last year if he had settled all 22 cases. The Dolphins were under the impression that if that happened, he would be suspended 6 games. But that doesn't mean they had reliable information. The NFL doesn't tell anybody anything about this stuff. They keep the cards close to the vest. They don't make a decision until they have to. And this Trevor Bauer suspension, I think, raises the stakes for the NFL because the optics are already bad that he goes straight to Cleveland and gets a gigantic fully guaranteed contract with 22 pending civil lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct during massage sessions. And you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. I had somebody raise this point with me the other day, and I dismissed it initially because the PED suspension, it's a formula. You test positive, you're out 6 games. But, you know, when you have DeAndre Hopkins saying, I don't know what happened, I took a tainted supplement, and I'm suspended 6 games, the average casual Super Bowl fan who maybe watches a few other games during the year, how do you justify 6 games for Deshaun Watson with 22 lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct during massage sessions and 6 games for a guy who is insisting without rebuttal that he took a tainted supplement and he had a trace amount of a PED and he got 6 games? I think you're going to have people who make that apples-to-apples comparison and say, wait a minute, Deshaun Watson should be out for a lot longer than 6 games if that's the rule.
Yeah, we'll see. Interesting stuff. Michael,
and if that's the case, they keep Baker Mayfield. They convince Baker Mayfield to deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it while I finish my point. Deal with it, come have a big year, and then 2023 you go somewhere and get paid.
Yeah, well, let's just get one follow-up on that. If he does get released by the Browns, where do you think he ends up?
Well, I thought Pittsburgh, but that's over now.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets released by the Browns. I think because the Browns are going to pay him $17.7 million anyway if he's released, because he'll sign somewhere for the minimum of $1.035 million, and the Browns will owe the difference. I think they're just going to keep him if they can't find a trade partner, and I think they'll run it all the way up to the trade deadline.
Wow.
And again, they may need the guy all year long, depending upon what happens with Deshaun Watson.
Michael, you're the man. Good stuff. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk in a week. See
you. See you, guys.
Mike Florio with us, courtesy of SimplySeattle.com. If you check my Twitter account, by the way, at SoftyKJR. You can find out how you can enter to win a $150 Simply Seattle shopping spree. They literally will let you into their warehouse. They'll leave. They'll close the door and let you go crazy and grab whatever you want for $150. Very cool deal. So check out my Twitter account for more information on that at SoftyKJR.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.